Tuesday of Holy Week. The Pain of Betrayal. The Book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 through 6. And the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 21 through 33 and 36 through 38. We continue on two powerful tracks, the second of the servant songs and the unfolding of the events leading up to Jesus' death in the gospel. There is a poignant passage in the servant song that illustrates and prepares us for two betrayals that are about to happen. In Isaiah 49, verse 4, I thought I had toiled in vain and uselessly. I have exhausted myself for nothing. Surely, that is the human feeling after someone we love turns against us. On some level, we all feel we have made some kind of contract with life, and when life does not come through as we had hoped, and we feel a searing pain called betrayal. It happens to all of us in different ways. It is a belly punch that leaves us with a sense of futility and emptiness. And here it happens to Jesus. From two of his own inner circle, both Judas and Peter. The more love and hope you have invested in another person, the deeper the pain of betrayal is. If it happens at a deep and a personal level, we wonder if he will ever trust again. Your heart breaks. It is one of those crossroad moments when the breaking can forever close you down, or in time, just the opposite, open you up to an enlargement of soul, as we will see in Jesus this week. What is happening is that we are withdrawing a human dependency. We are finding grace to forgive and to let go, and relocating our little self in the self, God, which never betrays us. It can't. It might take years for most of us to work through this. For Jesus, it seems to have been natural, although who knows how long it took him to get there. All we see in the text is that there are no words of bitterness at all, only a calm, unblaming description in the midst of the night, which is almost upon us.